Abbot Hall here in London, and Catherine Bott presents the second of this evening's proms.
Thanks, John. Well, here we all are again. Conductor Ivan Fischer and his Budapest Festival Orchestra have already demonstrated their winning ways with Liszt and Mahler in the first prom of the evening, and now they're well and truly back to prove that Friday night is audience choice night here at the proms. This is the first concert I've ever introduced where I haven't a clue what's in the programme. But everyone in the audience here at the Royal Albert Hall has already chosen their piece most wanted from the 285 listed in their free programmes. Score and parts for each piece are assembled backstage, so someone from the orchestra is going to need their running shoes on. The list goes from Leroy Anderson to Leo Vyner, with some immortal names in between, and among that precious 285, gems, unfamiliar and familiar. You never know, tonight's aleatoric hour could introduce you to a new essential for your own personal Desert Island Discs. One thing I do know is this. A tuba player, some raffle tickets, and possibly a few cuddly toys are essential to the selection process. To explain why, we'll be hearing from the man who thought up this idea. He's standing on stage in his jeans and t-shirt, just chatting to the players at the moment. He's going to be supervising and comparing the musical fun and games, and he says that all you need to get the most out of this kind of concert programming is to be curious, young at heart, and intrigued by secrets. Now don't worry, the concert proper hasn't started, but as soon as this three-piece Hungarian folk band, who are down at the front of the stage, as soon as they've finished their set, the next speaking voice you're going to hear will be that of the founder and conductor of the Budapest Festival Orchestra, Ivan Fischer.
So good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice that you came so late at night. This was a little improvised Transylvanian folk music. And now we will turn to our orchestral concert of your choice. What we are actually doing is an old musical tradition. Playing things through without rehearsal has been the norm before recorded music started. There were number of four-hand piano arrangements and other things. People played music through. And this is what we will do tonight. Don't expect a polished performance because there were no rehearsals, obviously. Things will go wrong. We may need to start all over again. We don't know. Now, first of all, have your list ready, please, and your raffle numbers. And you will see our tuba player, Mr. Jozef Bazinka, appearing through that door. And I would like one of you to pull one of the numbers out of the tuba. And please read the number to me.
1047.
Now, who has that number? Well done, okay. Please keep going, have another number, think about what you want to hear, and then pull another number, please. Which number is that one?
1277.
1277. We must have somebody in the hall who has that. Yes? Excellent. Please think what you want to hear, and we will have a third number being pulled out of the tuba, which is?
1916.
1916. Megvan. Do we have that raffle number? Excellent. So can I have your attention, please? Our first chosen raffle number owner, what would you like to hear?
73.
I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. Shh. Just the title. Brahms Hungarian Dance number one. Now, what is our second choice? What is the title of that work? What? Somebody can say it very loudly, please. Meistersinger Overture. Excellent. What is the third choice, please? Codaiba. Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now we are going to have a vote. Think about it. If you want to hear Kodály Dances of Galanta, Wagner's Meistersinger Overture, or Brahms' First Hungarian Dance. Have a think. Can I see the hands who want to hear Kodály Dances of Galanta? Thank you. Who wants to hear the Wagner? Very close. And who wants to hear the Brahms' Hungarian Dance? Let me see this again, the other order. Brahms first. Who wants to hear the Brahms? Difficult to see. Who wants to hear the Wagner? More? Okay. And Kodály? Okay. So, now, our wonderful librarian Tibor Gato is going to get the music. Meanwhile, listen to music by Telemann. Thank you.
that read-throughs can be the best fun you can have as a musician. Kodály is Dances of Galanta, Galanta being the little market town between Vienna and Budapest, where Kodály spent some of his childhood. It was premiered, that work, in 1933 in Budapest, played now very spontaneously indeed by the Budapest Festival Orchestra under Ivan Fischer.
Thank you very much. This was an easy choice. There is the tuba again, walking down those steps, and if we can have numbers again, please check your number, your referral number. We have?
212.
212. Here you are. Is that you? Think, please, and we'll have soon. Please pass the tuba to somebody who thinks that it's all a trick.
0737.
Could you please repeat it?
0737.
0737. Yes, and the third one, please, will be
0217.
0217, if I heard it correctly. Now, which work would be our first choice? Could you please tell me the title? I'm very bad at numbers, you know. Yes. Which one? Romanian Folk Dances by Béla Bartók. You choose music which is very familiar to us. Okay, now, what is the next choice? Brahms Fourth Symphony, which movement, please? First, did I hear that correctly? First movement of Brahms' Fourth Symphony, and the third choice, please. If there was somebody. Tell me, please. Can you try?
Music of the Spheres.
That's a Johann Strauss waltz, Music of the Spheres, beautiful piece. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please make your choice. One is Johann Strauss, Music for the Spheres. The other one, the first movement of Brahms' Fourth Symphony. And the third one was Bartók's Romanian Folk Dances. Who would choose the Bartók Romanian Folk Dances? Thank you. Who would choose Brahms' First Symphony, first movement? It's out. Okay. Now, Strauss, Music for the Spheres. Okay. Let's have a race, Strauss or Bartók. Who wants the Bartók? Strauss? What about playing both? Yes, good. Okay. Now, the first work will be Bartók, Romanian Folk Dances. We'll get the music again. Listen to our percussionists, please.
hands up who played those Bartok Romanian folk dances as a child on the piano. I know I did. And that's how they began life in 1915, but Bartok orchestrated them in 1917. The orchestra, the Budapest Festival Orchestra, sang pretty close to home at the request of the audience, but it's obviously Hungarian night. And
thank
a minute,
you very
Strauss.
Much. Thank you. Let's have a seat. We don't need, because now we play the Strauss, let's relax a little bit. So he will come back to you again, the tuba player. Now, while we are distributing Johann Strauss' Sphären Klänge, beautiful waltz, please listen to duos for two violins by Béla Bartók.
Thank you.
The Music of the Spheres by Joseph, not Johann Strauss. Please don't write in, there's no need. Played by the Budapest Festival Orchestra under Ivan Fischer. Well, it was written in 1868 for a medical association ball, and we've come from Budapest, we're in Vienna. Where's the tuba going to take us next?
Thank you. This was a difficult one. Now let's see what you choose next. Our tuba player is already down among our audiences, pulling a number, and we are going to have the refer number.
1941.
1941. Yes, no, yes. Yes, good. Think, please. Next one.
0155.
Just please let me hear if we find you somewhere. Good. And the next number, please.
1259.
1259. Yes, no. Who has that number? Good, good, good. Well, let's have our first nomination, please. Yes? Good. Adagietto of Mahler's Fifth Symphony, very beautiful. What else? Another suggestion, please. Our second suggestion. Nobody? Nobody? Whoever catches this rabbit. Okay, now, please choose another work, please. Ravel's Bolero. Probably we need to hear a part of it. It's very long. We will choose which part. And the third, do we have a third suggestion, please? Yes? Glinka. That is what piece? Ruslan and Ludmila Overture. So, please choose Ruslan and Ludmila Overture by Glinka. Or a part of Ravel's Bolero, because we cannot play. Out. Okay. Now, and the third suggestion was, what was it? Mahler's Adagietto of his Fifth Symphony. Okay. Let's have who wants Mahler and who wants Glinka? Mahler, please. Glinka, please. So, while we are getting Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmila Overture, you will hear a little film music from the movie 8 and a Half. Here we go and start.
Thank you.
Well, this concert's going back in time. We've gone back to 1836 in that brave attempt on the world speed record for a performance of the overture to Glinka's Ruslan and Lyudmila. Where are we off to now?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful, very nice, fast overture by Glinka. And let's see what we hear next.
Number 0728.
0728. And the next number, I have a lot more rabbits here behind me.
1004.
1024, was that it?
04.
1004. Is the number. Yes, wonderful.
Zero.
Please think what you would like to hear. And the third number
zero,
will
zero
be...
0814.
Just repeat it, please.
0814.
0814. Yes. Okay, I need one more candidate, please. Yes. And let's have your choice, please, in the back. Stravinsky, Tango. And the other one? Can we listen, please? Ride of the Valkyries by Richard Wagner. Very nice. And we have a third suggestion, please. Leroy Anderson, Plink, Plank, Plunk, doesn't matter, we can have a fourth suggestion, please. Which one? Ah, the Hungarian March of Damnation of Faust by Berlioz. Now, I hope I remember all of that. Now, let's go reverse order, please. Who wants to hear from by Berlioz, the Hungarian March from his Damnation of Faust? And the other suggestion was, what was it? What was it? Wait. Stravinsky's Tango. Good. Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries. Okay. And the fourth I forgot. Anderson, Plink, Plank, Plunk. Let's not do that. Okay, let's choose from Wagner. You remember Stravinsky's Tango or Berlioz's Hungarian March. Please think. I want to hear the difference. So, Hungarian March by Berlioz, please. Wagner Ride of the Valkyries. Yeah. That's better. Stravinsky Tango. Yeah. Yes. This is what you will hear. Tango by Stravinsky. And you hear again very interesting Transylvanian Volksmusik, violin and the Gordon. Here we go. Thank you.
I bet this band can throw some shapes on the dance floor, whether it's a waltz or that tango by Stravinsky, Budapest Festival Orchestra, and Ivan Fischer.
Because we only have time for one last piece, would you agree that we also played the runner-up of the last selection, Berlioz, the Hungarian March from Damnation of Faust? Very good. That will be the finale of this concert. While we are distributing the music to the musicians, our tuba player, who had so much walking in the audience, will play a little didgeridoo for you.
Thank you.
Well, what a rousing finish. That's such a cliche, but just for once, it's really, really true. Everybody's standing. Ivan's got the whole orchestra to its feet. Remember, this is the second concert they've done this evening, and it's been a wonderful event. Just a quick word, the librarian, Tibor Gartoy, also plays in the front desk of the second violins. So indefatigable is probably the word. Another word of praise for the leader, Violetta Eckhart, who contributed that lovely solo in the Bartok Romanian dances, and our amazing tuba player and didgeridoo virtuoso, Jozef Bajinka, who walked around all night. Ivan Fischer is now coming back on stage with a lovely bunch of roses. Well, it's been a sort of night off for me. Seldom in the history of Radio 3 presenting has there been so much information available to say in the commentary box, and so little need to say it because of the wonderful volubility of this fantastic conductor. I think very few orchestras could have actually done that, but maybe it's an idea that we should copy, that it should spread, because everybody's obviously liked it very much. Well, I'm not going to say any more. The feast goes on, and the audience is not going to let Ivan go. You never know. He doesn't know I'm speaking. He may pick up the microphone and speak to us again. Yes, he's saying something. I'm going to shut up for a moment, because you never know what he's going to do with his microphone. He's just throwing the last rabbits into the audience and applauding the promenaders for their good taste in music. Well, the feast goes on for one more week. I'll be at Cadogan Hall on Monday with Christian Tetzlaff and Lars Vogt. We started the first concert tonight with the Mephisto Waltz No. 1 by Liszt, and that was inspired by Faust. And we've ended with Berlioz's music. Berlioz introduced Liszt to the idea of Faust, Goethe's Faust. So it's a very palindromic concert, and I'm now going to hand you back to a man who does know what music's going to play next, John Shea in Broadcasting House.
Catherine Bott, thank you very much. And if you know why Ivan Fischer was throwing rabbits into the audience, then do please get in touch and tell me. Thank you to Catherine Bott presenting tonight's Prom with a Difference, live from the Royal Albert Hall. It's now coming up to 18 minutes past 11 here on BBC Radio 3, and a little later than advertised now, we join Marianne Kennedy for World on 3.
Scrambled eggs, and the way you want a man is on credit. Now keep on goofing, hard fly.
Are you all coked out and all black dog? Is your face dirty from the lack of washing? If so, try take old little soap ocean. They do the work hard without the strain of. And you will say happy days are here again. The only way you can beat it, man, is with a stick. And if you're driving home, be sure you got a car, or you too will be goofing off.
Another collection of pure joy from the never-ending delights of the quirky Tricont label. That was a singer from St. Louis called Skipper Macy. Rockabilly was his usual weapon of choice, but in this case he was taking off the style of the black DJs whose hip and jive could be heard on air in the mid-20th century. And it's one of the more obscure, but definitely the cutest tracks that appears on the album called Early Rappers, tracing the DNA of hip-hop that shows that bands of the late 70s like the Sugar Hill Gang hadn't come out of nowhere. I think I might come back to this another time, perhaps with one of the better known contributions, Lightning Slim, Chuck Berry, The Last Poets, Cab Calloway, of course, loads of stuff and all good. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, and tonight's show features a fair selection of beguiling Western voices. And by that, I mean Western Africa, the Western Atlantic, and the Western reaches of these shores too. And my guests are one of my long-time favourite Quebecois bands, Janticorum, tonight singing songs from their album inspired by the pioneering blood, sweat and tears that formed Canada. I'll be getting the Quebecois crack with them later on, but here's a taste of what's in store. Janticorum playing live for us here in Broadcasting House with Real Circulaire.
Thank you.
absolutely fantastic and making more noise than any three guys and a pair of feet have a right to. Janticorum and the Real Circulaire, and we'll have more from them later on in tonight's World on Three. They're my session guests. Now, I mentioned the surfeit of beautiful and distinctive voices we have on tonight's show, and I'm going to carry on just now with one of those. Mali's newest stars, and one that's made a great impression on me already, especially with that wonderful set she played for us on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD. Fatoumata Diawara found her big break through a role singing backing vocals for Oumou Sangaré. The result was a contract with World Circuit and an album which is just fantastic. Here she is with Kanu.
Oh donna, neni jaravide kelela, oh donna. Oh donna, neni furunyonde kelela, oh donna. Ai bangi bolola ne kana, ai bangi bolola ne kizela, ai bangi bolola ne kuna, ai bangi bolola ne nyala, ne dosu kolobe divina.
Fatoumata Diawara and the title track from her debut, Kanu. She's going to be so big. Now, for everyone who's had just about enough of governments who can't add up, phone hacking, dubious wars, the nanny state, or just about any other condition that afflicts the modern day citizen, this new album from Raikouder is for you. None Such offer this recording. Pull up some dust and sit down as a balm for the headless chicken feeling that contemporary life engenders in folks. Simple tools, these songs, such as how John Lee Hooker would take the US Supreme Court in hand, why God hates television, and as we're about to hear, the imagined reaction of outlaw Jesse James to the banking crisis.
Thank you. and trouble through the land. Sus sirvientes pago bien para sus palsas. That's what Jesse James could never understand. Un minuto a rezar y un segundo para morir. That's all you birds will ever get from me. Now you line your pockets well, but I'll see you all in hell. Quemando como dinero por all eternity.
Magnata, played by Aldo Senha, who hails from the para region of Amazonian Brazil. The album is called Rei a Guitarada, as he is rightly known as the king of the guitarada, which is a kind of music that was popularised in the 80s as the lambada. I'm not sure whether it actually needs the same kind of teeny-weeny skirts and invisible underwear, though. Before that, Rai Kuder from his new album, Pull Up Some Dust and Sit Down. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and another pair of distinctive voices next. First, one of the most rooted of Gaelic singers of his generation. As they say in Gaelic, he didn't buy his abilities, he was born with it. Born and brought up in the community of Gerivaches in the Hebridean island of South Uist, which is one of the few remaining parts of Gaelic-speaking Scotland where you could honestly say that you could expect to hear Gaelic before English. Gilibriche Macmillan has recently returned to Scotland after several years in Galicia, where he continued to work as a Gaelic medium teacher via video conferencing back home. But being back in Scotland has allowed him to concentrate on producing this second album with Deirdre Morrison of Martin Bennett's Coolin Music, and she herself has Uist roots. Here he's backed by Freebo guitarist Ewan McPherson with a song of the hardships of lobster fishing and nothing in the creels but whelks and jellyfish. Think of this next time you peruse the seafood menu.
Sauna no bit hian al vitar in the glib show. Skin be fine, shian ach mochir kagis kroken. Vegan ranyel tulum could you be comforter? Nur nach biru tun specken soon da besornia. Vegan ranyel tulum could you be comforter? Nach ben opel gaminges, skin be fine, ferunda. Barry ounce yallich nack and harin jeden toy show. Ranyel tulam kuchu vikam feorach, nur nach biru tun specken soon da besornia. Oin ranyel tulam kuchu vikam feorach, trach in kom guvan hatol mia krumla, var hayat le krupa ke yusi en ropa. Oin ranyel tulam kuchu vikam feorach, nur nach biru tun specken soon da besornia. Oin ranyel tulam kuchu Being rock, I will know the person. Could she and Miss Chicago's Nias and Fermoria? In Haniel Tulum, could you be compared? No one appeared to speak and soon the Visornia. In Haniel Tulum, could you be compared? Song is and all engine, no one person three. Hunya she with she that the Kisha Kastadi. In Haniel Tulum, could you be compared? No one appeared to speak and soon the Visornia. In Haniel Tulum, could you be compared?
Sofnar fuglafjöld í mó, fölna loftir rjóða. Bundin í báða skó, byrgir þokan hljóða. Útsýnið allan sjó, alla götu slóða.
Batima wari tesoro bansana. Pas facile, gagner l'argent français.